Good morning. I have a couple of questions I would like to ask you, and I want to see if any of you could answer them. Okay? Question number one. ¿Cómo estás? Okay. Okay, what about this one? ¿Parlez-vous français? Well, those two questions just illustrate the fact that English isn't the only language spoken in the world, right? Well, how did all these other languages come about? To find that answer, we have to go back into the book of Genesis in the Old Testament, okay? Now, when God first created the world, everybody spoke one language, and it wasn't English. And so, since everybody spoke one language, it was easier for people to communicate and to unite. Well, these people were not always quite right on God's path, and they went astray and decided to put man first and God second, which isn't what God wants us to do, right? Well, when we sometimes go astray, God likes to tap us on the shoulder, give us a little reminder that he's still here. These people needed a tap on the shoulder, all right? They needed more than that. They needed a flood, but he already did that, so. So he decided to break up the communication amongst these people. He decided to create the different languages so they cannot communicate with one another. So that is how different languages came to be in the world. Now, we heard about the Pentecost in the gospel reading. The Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit came down and gave the disciples the ability to spread the gospel to different people of different languages. And that ability was not Google Translate. So the disciples could spread the gospel to different people of different languages, and they could hear the gospel in their own language and be saved. Now, sometimes we may go astray, but it's always comforting to know that God is always willing, he's always there, to reach down, tap us on the shoulder, and say, hey, I'm still here. Come back to me. He's always waiting and willing to be for us. Amen.